Shalom everyone, I hope you are doing well. Today we will begin our discussion of the Lamedtes Melachos, beginning with the first melacha mentioned in the Mishnah, Masechet Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph, and that is Zoreya. The Mishnah tells us, Avos Melachos Arbam Chasar Achas Zoreya. The first of the Melachos is Zoreya, which means to plant things on Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel tells us, Echad Zoreya Zrayim Onateli Lanos, O Mavrich Ilanos, O Markev O Zazomer, Kol Elu Av Echad Heim, May Avos Melachos V'inin Echadu, if one is going to define the balach of Zoreya, it's very simple according to the Rambam. Any action which one does in order to help facilitate the further growth of a plant, that is going to be a violation of Zoreya. And that's why, for example, one who prunes, one who cuts off dead branches off of a tree, is included within the av balach of Zoreya. Even though when you naturally think of planting something, you think of placing something in the ground and helping it grow, in this situation, despite the fact that you are cutting dead branches off, since ultimately that helps the growth of the plant, that is a violation of Zoreya as well. There is an interesting machlokas between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch as to what is the lamdas, the conceptual analysis of Zoreya. Is Zoreya an action-oriented malacha? And therefore, as soon as I plant the seeds, I have violated the av malacha? Or is it only a result-oriented malacha where I did not violate the Isser of Zoreya until the plant actually takes root? Either such way, we assume that we are machmir and that it is an action-based malacha. And one violates that as soon as the seed is placed into the ground. One interesting halacha l'maisa discussion in regards to Zoreya is if one does an action that indirectly helps a plant grow, is that a violation of the malacha or not? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Hartzvi was asked the following question. Would it be permitted for an individual to open up a window shade or a window to let light into the room if one wanted to read or just enjoy the light from the outside? If in that room also contained plants and we know that the sun is going to help the plants grow, would that be mutter to do on Shabbos? And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank explains, with the combination of two factors that this would be permissible to do with Shabbos. That on the one hand, that since the primary objective of opening up the window is to let the light in, that is only going to be a psik resha, which by itself would be an isser midirabanan on Shabbos. But over here, you could add to a psik resha an element which is called grama, indirectly helping the plant grow, since by me opening up the window, that doesn't directly have to help the plant grow, and therefore a grama, indirect action, plus a psik resha, where it's not my intention to achieve the desired outcome, that is going to be mutter on Shabbos. There are two other very interesting halacha l'maaseh ramifications, the same principle. If one were to be drinking from a water fountain on Shabbos, and the pipes of the water fountain, or of a sink for that matter, spilled out into an area that had some type of growth, that had grass or bushes, and therefore when you would wash your hands or drink from the water fountain, that would help the grass grow where the water eventually spilled out. According to the Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa, that would be mutter on Shabbos because the same principle applies. A grama and a psikresha is mutter on Shabbos, and over here my intention is to wash my hands or drink water, and indirectly do I water the grass because it heads through the tzinorot, through the pipes, and spills down to the grass. The Shmiras Shabbos points out, obviously, if my intention is also to water the grass, then obviously it would become usher, because that would be kimiskavin, that would be intentional. The same principle applied again one other time. Rav Ribiat, in his Lamedtes Melachos book, explains that if one were to take a tarp off of a sukkah, in order so that they could eat from their sukkah on Shabbos, and the tarp of the sukkah has water because it previously rained, and you are nervous that the water is going to spill out onto the grass, if the water would first hit the concrete of a sidewalk or a driveway, and then it would eventually flow onto the grass, that would be mutter on Shabbos. Once again, the same principle applies. A grum and a psikresha is going to be mutter on Shabbos, and that's indirect helping it grow on Shabbos. Obviously, there's a tremendous amount more to discuss when it comes to Zoreya, but this will have to suffice for now. We'll have to pick up with the Malach of Choresh next time.